Welcome to this episode of Hunter Douglas Private Detective. We join our hero, Hunter Douglas, as he sits in his rundown, dusty office just behind the Burlington Northern train tracks.
Since my solving of the lightweight sample book case, things around here have been real quiet. In fact, almost a hush. The kind of quiet that if you heard it, you would probably comment saying, "Gosh, that's really quiet." Then the door opened and there she stood, the late afternoon sun highlighting her silhouette. She was plain, but this was no ordinary dame. She spoke.
"It looks like I'm in the right place."
"How do you know?"
"You're here, and I'm here. Let me introduce myself. I'm Luminette."
"And I'm Hunter..."
"Hunter Douglas, private detective."
I looked at one of my business cards laying on the table to confirm the authenticity of her deduction. She was right. I was. She walked into the room, swinging the door shut with a flick of her elegant wrist. "How may I help you?"
"Well, I'm really scared, Hunter. My stylish, identical twin sister Silhouette is missing. She sings at the nightclub down the street, the Jubilance. She hasn't returned any of my phone calls."
"She's missing? And she sings at the Jubilance?"
"Yes. Well, how did you know?"
"You just told me."
"Wow. You're really good."
Indeed. She could recognize a detective. Already we were getting on swimmingly. Did she have any enemies? Anyone who'd crossed her? Did she cross anybody? Was there a crossing in general?
"Yeah, well, there was another nightclub owner at the Paradise Sands."
"I'd heard of the Paradise Sands. It was a seedy joint, low down, the kind of place you wouldn't want to go to unless you went there. They had drapes covering every window, old saggy drapes. Yucky."
"Well, I really feel that Valance, the nightclub owner over there, must have taken her. You see, people come from miles around just to hear Silhouette sing at the Jubilance. No one goes to the Sands anymore. His place has got no style and everyone knows it. I think he kidnapped her in a jealous rage. I don't know. I just have this feeling."
"Were there any clues? Anything she left in her apartment? Anything you saw?"
"Well, yeah, of course. There was this note."
I looked at the note. It said, "I won't be back. Valance has taken me. This could be helpful."
"Well, anyway, I think she might be at Valance's house."
"We have to go there right away. Quick, jump in my car. I'll take you out there."
Where are we going?"
"We're gonna pay a visit to our friend Valance."
Will Hunter Douglas, private detective, sort through this shady business? Has Valance snatched the beautiful Silhouette? We'll find out. But first, a few words from our exciting sponsor.